910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. At a courthouse in Norfolk, Virginia today, New York Attorney General Letitia James pleaded not guilty in a case brought against her by the Trump administration. Federal prosecutors allege James engaged in mortgage fraud, but she says the president is attempting to weaponize the justice system. A jury trial is set for this January. Trade talks with Canada are now off the table, according to President Trump. It comes after the province of Ontario aired an ad featuring a critique of tariff policy that President Reagan made in a 1987 radio address.
Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition.
President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney are expected to meet in the coming days during a trip to Asia. Consumer prices rose 3% in September compared to a year ago, according to government data released today. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home to the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to crack down on excessive speeding on Wisconsin's roadways. The proposed bill would allow judges to force individuals with multiple excessive speeding violations to install a speed limiter device, which uses GPS data to track the speed of the vehicle compared to area speed limits. If the vehicle is driving too fast, the speed limiter would gradually slow it down until it reaches the posted speed limit. The speed limiter program would work similarly to the interlock device program currently in place. The Universities of Wisconsin is reporting another year of enrollment growth at a majority of their schools. Organization officials say 9 of the 13 universities saw enrollment growth this year, despite a decline in international students amid uncertainty with student visas. They say a major factor in the overall enrollment growth was the new Direct Admit program, which automatically offers admission to most UW schools for qualified high school seniors in Wisconsin. Freshman enrollment from Wisconsin students increased by a record 5.5%. Construction on a significant expansion project at Tamarack Health's Ashland Medical Center is now well underway. The $14 million project is currently expected to wrap up in the fall of 2026 and will more than double the clinic's capacity for primary care services. When finished, the renovated facility will feature an additional 28,000 square feet and 21 exam rooms to address a critical shortage in primary care options. Officials are also reminding residents that the main hospital entrance off Maple Lane will be closed during construction. The Rice Lake Area School District is seeking community members who are interested in serving on the district's wellness committee. The committee is meant to ensure area students have access to nutritious meals and to promote more healthy eating habits to combat obesity. District officials say the work of the committee helps promote positive eating behaviors and helps their students reach their full academic potential. Area residents interested in serving on the wellness committee can contact the chair of the committee, Lori Johnson, by phone or by email. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
A Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game one of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay, so I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9, WBZH, Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky, highs in the upper 40s to around the 50-degree mark. Our winds will stay on the light side. Tonight, plenty of clouds in mid-30s. On Saturday, a partly sunny sky, south winds, with afternoon highs reaching the lower 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. As many of you know, I've started and owned several businesses in my life and always tried to have a social conscience about them, but never been quite as out there as the Monaco Brewing Company is. These guys are really merging capitalism and activism. Kirk Bangstad is on the line with us. He is the owner and operator of Monaco Brewing and their latest project, the new economic collective, the Minocqua Marketplace. The website, Minocqua, M-I-N-O-C-Q-U-A, brewingcompany.com. And on Blue Sky, it's MBC Brews at bluesky.social. Kirk, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me. I thought we were meeting an hour later, and so I was just out for a walk up north, like around a lake. So I just got back. Thank God we got each other in time.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I apologize for my flannel and my hat. I probably would have gotten a little more gussied up had I not been off by an hour.
You look great, Kirk. You look great. And, given the way the weather's going, it's just perfect. So tell us about the Minocqua Brewing Company. How where'd you guys come from and what got you into, merging political activism and beer?
Yeah, so I grew up in Wisconsin, in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, but I had, lived in New York City and was doing management consulting for Facebook, Oracle, and Google, and moved back to Wisconsin when my wife got cancer. And we went to vacation in this beautiful area called Minocqua, Wisconsin, in the northern part of Wisconsin. And she started thriving there. So we decided to stick around. And the only time you can make money, the only way you can make money in northern Wisconsin is really in tourism. So there was a guy wanted to sell his brew pub, the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I bought it. And so I peacefully ran that restaurant for about 4 or 5 years. Unfortunately, my wife passed. And then all of a sudden, COVID happened and put restaurants, breweries, and bars all in the tornado of disease. In my consulting past, I had also worked on many political campaigns. I was a policy director for Anthony Weiner's mayoral campaign in New York City, and I had worked on Jim Doyle's campaign for governor in Wisconsin. And so I was, at heart, a big progressive, but I never, as most business owners do, especially in rural areas like the one I was living in Wisconsin, I didn't wear my politics on my sleeve and I kind of kept it to myself. But when restaurants and bars became the center of COVID, I decided to speak out. And that kind of led to this, this world of activism because my outspokenness garnered a lot of more, you know, attention on Facebook. The New York Times came to Minocqua right before the Biden election and did a feature on, you know, my activism. And so I figured I was already, I let the cat out of the bag. People knew I was progressive in a very MAGA area. And I just leaned into it and I started making what I call progressive beer. And so the first beer we ever made was called Biden Beer, inoffensive and not bitter.
Because, I love
and
it.
And it was a Kolsch. It was a Kolsch, which is inoffensive and not bitter. Uh-huh. And he wasn't my first choice, but thank God he was elected as a, you know, in terms of our other choice. So that's how it all started. And I just leaned into it from there. And now I basically say I'm an activist that funds his activism through the sale of once beer, now the sale of other progressive companies' goods through my marketplace that we've created.
Well, this is fascinating stuff. Politics and capitalism can go hand in hand. Tell us about the marketplace.
So when I've been doing, you know, selling beer for 5 years now, but because I've been so outwardly progressive. Oh, I should also mention we started a super PAC called the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC, and I call it dark money meant for good because super PACs are inherently evil. But if you're going to fight the Koch brothers and you're a business, you know, that's one way to do it. So so we've raised about $2 million in our super PAC, and because we sued to get Donald Trump off of the ballot after Colorado got him off of the ballot. We sued to get rid of private voucher schools, which are a parasitic, you know, it's sucking the money out of public schools in Wisconsin. So all that activism obviously made me a pariah for distributors, beer distributors, who are generally lean way to the right because it's multi-generations of families who are kind of like own the beer distribution world. So I already had to diversify as a company in order to make money. So we started making coffee. I have a woke coffee brand because woke and caffeine go hand in hand, you know, and we have choice wine. And I found a great a vineyard in California who makes wine, and we give money to reproductive rights groups. So I've already diversified outside of a brewery. And when Trump got elected, in January, I was on vacation because nobody sells beer in January after the holidays. Nobody drinks a drop. And so I go on vacation and I was given Erica Chenoweth's essay. And she is a Harvard Kennedy School professor who wrote about resisting authoritarianism in America. She wrote it in 2022, potentially anticipating, you know, what might happen if Trump got reelected.
Right. And she was the 3.5% person.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And her essay was given to me by a retired Army colonel who had a second home in up north in Wisconsin, who was at the Pentagon, who was doing, they were role-playing what might happen if Trump didn't leave. And he's like, Kirk, you got to read this essay by Erica Chenoweth. And in that essay, she went through, since World War II, all the way through like the Pinochet era, you know, in Chile, all these authoritarian governments, and, you know, in, you know, Lech Walesa or whatever in Czechoslovakia. She went through all these periods of what worked, what resistance tactics worked and what didn't work. And she tried to put them together to give kind of a playbook for what we could do as Americans to resist authoritarianism. One of the things in that little playbook she came up with was called an economic cooperative, where a bunch of businesses all get together, you know. Think about it in World War II. You know, the Jews living in the same part of Germany were being oppressed. And so, you know, their Jewish businesses, you know, the Jews would then buy goods from Jewish businesses. They would keep that money together in their communities so that they wouldn't be funding businesses that were bending the knee to Hitler and, you know, and oppressing them. So that's the idea of an economic cooperative as a resistance model, is to keep the money together so you're not funding your oppressors. I read that. And I was like, I'm already doing this to a certain degree. I've already collected a bunch of progressive businesses that I relabel their products and sell them as progressive products. Might it make sense to build an economic cooperative on steroids? which would be, you know, an e-commerce site where people would know that everything they bought from that site is coming from a progressive company that has pledged to never bend the knee or give money to MAGA extremists or the Trump regime. So that's what our marketplace is all about.
Wow. And the website is?
It's ManaquaMarketplace.com. So it's a weird way to spell it. The Minocqua is a Native American term meaning noonday's rest. So M-I-N-O-C-Q-U-A marketplace.com. There's about 60 businesses now who have joined. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got cheesemakers, Wisconsin cheesemakers. We've got people who make toilet paper there. I'm trying to become the Amazon for progressives. Wow. Because we no longer trust Bezos anymore. He's already, you know, bent the knee both with Amazon and with the Washington Post. Obviously, I've got a lot of ways to go before I become the Amazon of anything. But the goal is to be a substitute for anybody who wants to buy something from a company that has bent the knee to Trump. I want to have a substitute product that you can buy through the marketplace.
That's spectacular.
That will actually fund that business. It doesn't just make me money. It keeps those progressive businesses alive, and it protects them because we're all part of a group. You can't boycott a group as easily as you can boycott one company. No. And I've been boycotted, so I understand it. So the strength in numbers is why we're also building this marketplace.
I totally get it. And for our listeners, Kirk and I have no business relationship here. He's not an advertiser or anything like that. I was just so impressed by this. And the thing that first turned me on to what you guys were doing was your Substack newsletter. You know, I'm getting the Substack news. I think I must have signed up some time ago trying to buy beer from you. And as I recall, I couldn't get it shipped to Oregon. You started this progressive newsletter also on Substack. Tell us about that. We got about a minute and a half left before we hit a hard break here.
Got it. So ultimately, the New York Times didn't start off being the New York Times. The original newspaper was a circular that was created to help sell products to the local grocery store. And so they're like, we might as well provide some useful content as opposed to buy my orange. You know, so, you know, it's the original newspaper was an ad. And so what I'm doing now is if you buy a T-shirt or a beer from me, I get your email address. But instead of just sending you an email saying, can you buy more beer from me, I hired writers. I hired Patty Vasquez at WCPT 820 in Chicago. We got another progressive talk show host in Appleton called Ben Kamenos. They write for me. I pay them to write for me, and I sponsor their writing by selling products. So our newsletter is hard-hitting political analysis coming from the Midwest, and we do a different new writer writes every day, and then hopefully I ask people to sponsor that news by buying my products or the products from my progressive partners on the marketplace.
Yeah, and it's just great. You can go to Substack, and what would you plug in if you wanted to find it at Substack.com?
It's Minocqua Brewing Company Times.
There you go. And by the way, Kirk, you are always welcome to reprint anything that I've published, you know, any of my articles. Feel free. You don't even need to reach out. Kirk Bangstad, he's the owner and operator of Minocqua Brewing, MinocquaMarketplace.com, and BrewingCompany.com. Kirk, thanks so much for the great work you're doing.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Great talking with you. You're an inspiration.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. It's Anything Goes Weekend.
Sleep. Boy, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers. taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marsh lands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, it's spelled Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that 37% discount and the free shipping on Super C Serum, Vibrance Super C Serum, VIBRIANCE.com/TomTHOM. 24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, David in Tyler, Texas. Let's try it again, David. What's up?
Well, can you hear me now?
I can. It's working.
Okay. Well, I just had a little input. I'm from, because we were talking about the addition to the our destruction of the East Wing, mm-hmm. and I got this message from an activist that was telling me that was connected to D.C. and saying it wasn't about the East Wing at all, about that building. It was about the bunker underneath. And yesterday, I guess it was, I was hearing you talk about the bunker a little bit. Mm-hmm. But what he's doing is expanding the bunker.
That's true. That's true. But he doesn't need to. He didn't need to tear down the East Wing to do that. That bunker already is larger than the footprint of the East Wing.
Well, apparently,
and it goes down several stories.
What rang a bell for me was. Was that, you know, where he's not going to want to leave. Mm. So maybe he's expanding the bunker big enough to be comfortable.
Yeah, I think if he's expanding the bunker for his own personal reasons, if this is Trump's idea, as opposed to, you know, the military saying, hey, here's an opportunity to upgrade things. Then I would think that it might be that he's anticipating the possibility of a nuclear war with Russia or China, and he wants to make sure that the bunker where he and his family will hide out until the war is over is more than adequate to be radiation-proof and blast-proof and all that kind of thing, rather than a place to hide out if Gavin Newsom gets elected president or something.
Yeah. Well, it just sounded like it was going to be huge.
Yeah.
And
maybe he wants to put gold filigree all over.
Can't get rid of it. Maybe he's really scared of protesters as well.
Yeah. Having a video where you're dumping feces on protesters is like, I mean, that is as un-American as you can get. I mean, this country was founded on protest, regardless of your political worldview.
He's going to push the limits as much as he can.
Yeah. My dad used to quote the Republican refrain, which was, I may disagree with what you say, but I will fight to the death your right to defend it. I will defend to the death your right to say it. And that is gone now from the GOP. David, I got to run, but thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Anything Goes Weekend, your calls up next. Stay with us.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about how the 2026 campaigns already feature several candidates hostile to the majority of voters who support women's health care rights.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced legislation aimed at expanding access to information on menopause. The bill would require the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to create an online resource page and pamphlet about menopause. According to a National Institutes of Health study, over 75% of women across the country believe menopause education should be taught in schools, similarly to education on puberty. Actress Halle Berry also spoke in support of the bill as part of a nationwide tour to promote menopause education. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is inviting residents to participate in Drug Takeback Day over the weekend. The event is held twice each year, giving Wisconsinites a chance to dispose of their unwanted or unneeded medications at collection sites across the state. Department of Health Services officials say the spring collection this year took in nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The fall Drug Takeback Day will be held on Saturday, and a full list of collection sites is available on the Department of Health Services website. Healthy Washco is inviting area residents to participate in an upcoming training program for mental health first aid. The organization will offer the program in partnership with the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Division of Extension Health and Well-Being Institute. The program seeks to teach residents how to identify when somebody is experiencing a mental health or substance abuse crisis and how to best support them. A youth mental health first aid course will be held on November 7th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Washburn County Services Building in Shell Lake. A number of area residents spoke against proposed plans for a massive expansion project at the Sawyer County Airport at a Town of Hayward board meeting this month. Plans for the expansion project call for nearly 70 new aircraft hangars and a 1,000-foot runway extension, as well as new terminal buildings and control towers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and National Parks Service have all sent letters to the Wisconsin Bureau of Aeronautics opposing the proposed expansion project. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky, highs in the upper 40s to around the 50-degree mark. Our winds will stay on the light side. Tonight, plenty of clouds in mid-30s. On Saturday, a partly sunny sky, south winds, with afternoon highs reaching the lower 50s, currently 44 degrees.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Happy Halloween from the Rational Revolution. We have a ghost hunter. Todd Michaels joins us to celebrate Halloween.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
He said just day one, but we knew the score. Now he's sending troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome, he's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown, turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game. But democracy's torch is losing its flame.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Now, Tom, I got a couple quick questions about the East Wing. Mm-hmm. I was bouncing around on TV the other day, and I just caught a little bit of it where Trump was saying that he was going to finance the whole thing. And
he lied.
I thought, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought he said something about that he was going to also have some donors help. Sounds kind of sketchy. You know anything about it?
Yeah, it's against the law. There are three different laws, and I believe that there's a piece about this over at Daily Kos. There's three different laws that, here it is, that make it illegal for private agencies to fund public properties. The first is called the Anti-Deficiency Act, which is the foundation of federal appropriations law, prohibits federal employees from obligating or spending funds in advance or in excess of an appropriation made by Congress. There's an exception for emergencies involving safety of human life, but that's it. And then there's the purpose statute. This is a law that restricts the use of appropriated funds to their intended purpose. And then there's the augmentation principle, which prohibits agencies from adding to their congressionally appropriated funds from outside sources, including private gifts. So these people who have and these companies that have donated money to Trump to build this monstrosity, this abomination, this replica of Vladimir Putin's grand throne room in the Winter Palace, are in violation of the law. They are in violation of the anti-bribery laws, and that's the Altria Group, Amazon, Apple, Booz Allen, Caterpillar, Coinbase, Comcast, Hard Rock, Google, HP, Lockheed Martin, Meta, you know, Facebook, Micron, Microsoft, Next Era Energy, Palantir, Ripple, Reynolds American, T-Mobile, Tether America, Union Pacific Railroad, and then there's a whole bunch of foundations and wealthy individuals who gave money. So, according to, now I'm not an authoritative source on this, I'm not an attorney, but according to this fairly well-written article, a list of lawbreakers have been announced is the title of it over at DailyKos.com. It looks like some of these people might be in big trouble. Back to you, Tom.
Who's going to stop? Who's going to stop them?
Well, that's the problem. It would have to be Pam Bondi. And I doubt right. that's
yeah,
going to
yeah.
happen.
Sure.
But, probably what's the old saying?
They'll
what comes around goes around?
Yeah, they'll probably dedicate a gold bathroom for her when they get it done.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, okay. Well, I kind of thought it was sketchy as heck, but I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Yeah, it's sketchy in the extreme. I mean, the whole thing, and he shouldn't have been tearing down the White House without, you know, the historical board and preservation board and the. I mean, there's a bunch of agents. If you want to even change the windows in a building that's got a historic designation in Washington D.C., you got to jump through all kinds of hoops, and the law does not specify the White House because no lawmaker ever thought that any future president would be insane enough to tear down part of the White House without even consulting Congress or the people. But here we are.
He found a way around that. He found a way around that pretty easy.
There you go. I mean, whoever runs against Trump in 2028, if he runs again, it needs to go back to the old Papoon for President slogan from 1968. Not insane was his slogan. that's what we need. Tom, it's always nice hearing your voice. Thanks a lot for the call. Billy in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good to speak with you.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions about Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was telling me about two different websites for Social Security information. Or you can call in and ask questions, and they'll tell you about your benefits, etc. And both of these websites reference two new guidelines regarding deposits. First of all, that you're going to have direct deposit. And if you don't, you will not get a paycheck.
That's correct. That actually started this month, this coming month of November, or starts in December or January. But I believe the last checks went out this month of October.
Okay, so the second part of that is that when those checks are deposited in your account with the new DOGE algorithms that they've put in place, when that check is deposited, they're going to look at your bank account and see what your balance is.
No, they can't do that.
Okay, this place is saying that if it was over $400, it would automatically instigate an investigation into your financial situation.
No. Somebody's trying to scare you, Billy. That's not true. They do not have the power or the authority to, when you make a deposit in somebody's account, you can't see what's in their account, and neither can the federal government. They would have to have a warrant to do that. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Trump, did that sort of thing against his political enemies, but they're not just going to go after random people who are on Social Security.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
And Social Security is not means tested, by the way. You know, Charles Koch gets Social Security. I'm assuming he's signed up for it. Billionaires get Social Security. There would be no reason to look and see what your activity is.
Right. I realize it's not means tested, but yeah. I just wanted to clear that up and make sure of my information.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I stand behind, I've not seen the sites that you're talking about. But if I'm wrong, I would be astonished. I'm quite certain I'm not wrong. So, Billy, relax.
I trust your judgment.
Okay. There you go. Social Security's still with us. I mean, Social Security is facing some serious challenges, and the Republicans do want to privatize it. They want to give it all to Jamie Dimon, and get big kickbacks and all that kind of stuff, just like they're doing with Medicare Advantage. But we're not there yet. So, Billy, thank you for the call.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure enough.
Thank you. I enjoy your show so much.
Thank you for your kind words. Marty in Chicago. Hey, Marty. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Happy Friday. I was watching some videos the other night, and I stumbled upon this one where it was all of these Nebraskan farmers, right? And a lot of them had voted for MAGA, and they were all like, turn around just saying how terrible his policies were. But a lot of these farmers kept mentioning this platform called Acre Trader, and I'd never heard of it before, right? So I did some digging, and what Acre Trader is a platform that allows foreign investors to buy up foreclosed farms. And I guess it's like a way to like expedite, like real serious investors that want to buy farmland, and puts them, and just allows them to buy up foreclosed farms. But anyways, like some of these people were complaining, like, our farm was bought up and now they're trying to like resell our own like land to us and all that. Anyways, so I started digging a little bit into this platform, and turns out J.D. Vance provided the original seed funding for this when he was with Naira Capital. And he's no longer invested in IRA Capital, but even Snopes says there's no credible evidence saying that he's divested from this Acre Trader platform. So I'm thinking like it's almost like deliberate that Trump is enacting policies that are deliberately hurting farmers, like our farmland.
So then the Saudis and the Chinese come in and buy up all the farmland and
It's going on. This is like, like these farmers are complaining about it. And I knew nothing about this. Huh. And I was like, why is this not? And I was like stunned when I saw, I was like, J.D. Vance, like, started, like, you know, helped start this.
That's incredible.
And is apparently still profiting.
I'm going to have to look into that one, Marty. Thank you for the heads up on it.
I'm just as perplexed. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you. That's something worthy of a deep dive and maybe a good article. So, Marty, thank you. Acre Trader. I will see what I can find out about it. It sounds nefarious the way you're describing it. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. But I've always been an advocate of legislation forbidding anybody who's not a U.S. citizen from owning any land in the United States. As Will Rogers said, you know, buy land, they ain't making no more of it. And it's a good investment. Marty, thank you. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's just about 15 minutes before the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite V right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
They were it. That's the ballgame.
Adrian Klenz is executive director of the Center for Deafblind Persons. Those cuts, those programs would be rolled into something else. Is there a group deafblind children could be folded into?
There is no other program. Those seven individuals have the specialized training to help those with dual sensory loss. There's no one else in the state of Wisconsin that has that training.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Welcome back. 49 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm wondering if you're familiar with the Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act.
I am not.
Okay, I came across a YouTube video on this that was just, this is tinfoil hat stuff, only it's real, it's happening. What this is, it's the House Bill H.R. 4639. It was introduced in 2023 by a Republican from Ohio, but it passed the House. And what it is, it expands and prohibits disclosures of stored electronic communications under the Stored Communications Act. But what it pertains to is that at every intersection you go through across the country, there is a private group that has these AI license plates.
Oh, it's called Flock is the company. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Right. So now it used to be the big thing about cops or somebody sticking tracking devices on your cars. Literally, they've no longer had to do that.
Oh, there's 34,000 or 43,000 of these cameras?
Yeah. And the problem is that these AI reading cameras are wrong like 10% of the time. But when you take 10% of the amount of vehicles on the road, it's leading to such things like the YouTube video I saw was a mother and her three kids. It was either in California, Arizona, where it misread their license plate, so the cops have their guns pulled on this woman and her kids, and they're on the ground on hot asphalt because the cops are convinced that they're driving a stolen car. And incidents like that are happening over and over and over again. Anyway, this bill it's sitting in the Senate. It hasn't gone anywhere in the Senate. Mm-hmm. Now, my understanding, there are some states that have passed laws by themselves to control the uses of the information from these cameras. I guess Maine is really clamped down on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just something.
I'll bet the company's lobbying like crazy. But
Yeah, we're giving our tax dollars to a private company that is basically causing mayhem and also, just trouncing all over the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
But I'm just calling because I was not aware of this, but. Maybe sometime you can have somebody on in the future to discuss it. And why? I mean, I've been calling my senators about it, but why has it gone anywhere? I realize now it's not going to happen in the Senate with what's going on, but it's worth
not inconceivable. The Senate's actually in session, so it's not inconceivable. John Thune is keeping the Senate open, even though Mike Johnson's got the House shut down. Ed, thanks. Thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I was very disturbed by the work on the White House until the other day. I thought, well, it's just a thing. You know, Parliament in England was heavily bombed, and they restored it. Notre Dame was restored.
Yeah.
The other thing is there was a call for George Washington to become king. Before he took office, and there was a conspiracy or something, and he just turned it down flat.
Yep.
Yeah. they wanted to have some sort of combination of democracy.
Well, and there were also people wringing their hands when he stepped down after two terms too, and John Adams, ran for and became president.
Right.
Yeah, as a Federalist. I mean, because Washington at that point had basically established the Federalist as a political party, even though he was outspokenly opposed to political parties. But yeah, the big question, Bill, after Trump is gone, are they going to tear down this monstrosity and rebuild the East Wing, or are they just going to keep it? I don't have any idea. My guess is they'll probably keep it, but I think...
I think
they should tear it down. So what?
It was a working office. He tore down part of the office building
That's correct.
They have to reclaim that. And I think it should be rebuilt like it was, and he should pay for it.
I'm with you, Bill. I'm with you. Thank you. Joe in Cupertino. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You brought up the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg yesterday, and so I looked it up. That was the home of the Romanovs.
I know. The throne room is where the Romanov czar used to sit. And that's the room that Trump is cloning.
And we're going to have a Bolshevik revolution in this country because of it.
Well, hopefully not as bloody as the Bolshevik revolution. Hopefully not bloody at all, as the Bolshevik revolution in Russia was in, what was that, 1918 or whatever the year was?
Yes.
I think the analogy is perfect. Joe, thanks for calling and pointing that out. Sonia in Rockport, Washington. Hey, Sonia, what's up?
Hey, very quickly, which is very difficult when you're on hold and listening to everybody's everything. I have so many thoughts. But I was calling in regard to the troops on the city streets in this country. And it made me think about back in the early 90s when Randy Weaver's house, his compound, was accosted
by the FBI.
Not only ATF, but, local law enforcement and
oh, that's right. It was ATF
whatever. Yeah, right. And yet what they were calling it at the time was multi-jurisdictional task force, the MJTF.
Yep.
And yet the word at the time was that some of these people who were not identified on their uniforms that were, in camo and were masked were possibly troops from the outside, like mercenary troops. And they were saying that they may have been Belgium-trained troops, but they were people who care about Americans.
There was a lot of conspiracy craziness around Ruby Ridge.
There was. But when I think about it now, and I'm looking at all these troops in the cities, who many of them act like they don't care about the citizens they're dealing with.
Yeah. I think it's because they're coming from other states, and I think that's intentional.
I have a grandson-in-law who is...
I'm sorry, Sonia, I've got to cut you off. I'm out of time. Thanks for being with us today. A special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Dave Fulton, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carneverde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine people who make this program work. And thank you to you for being part of our program every single day, or as often as you do. Please get out there, get active, tag You're It, and have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee.
For a limited time, go to Zipa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zipa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zipa is Happy.
Okay, all signed up? Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl, I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. After pleading not guilty inside a mortgage fraud case, New York Attorney General Letitia James spoke outside the courthouse in Virginia.
No fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. Because I believe that justice will rain down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream.
Preach. President Trump has pushed for the case against James, who successfully brought a major civil fraud case against him. The jury trial gets underway in January 2026. Meanwhile, the president is canceling trade talks with Canada after a TV ad aired by the province of Ontario featured a speech used from Ronald Reagan in 1987 criticizing tariffs as a long-term economic solution. And the House will officially be out of session again next week amid the government shutdown, scrapping votes for the fifth week in a row. This is ABC News.